Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1061, for Saturday, November 1st, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. This data covers Essen Week, which means that there's a lot of shuffling, some new stuff showing up near the top, some older stuff, the long in the tooth, the evergreen titles, not performing as well position-wise, even if their view totals are better, because the view totals are dramatically up. We'll start at number 20, as usual. It was number 17 2 weeks ago, last week outside the top 50. Tax the Rich by Christian A. Ostby and Kjetil Svensson, published by Alion, with 19,329 views. That's a gain of 13,154, or 213% from where it was last week, and is more than 3,100 better than last week's number 20. Entering at number 19, Duel for Middle-Earth, Allies, by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production, with 19,849, 520 more than Tax the Rich. I would expect this Lord of the Rings Duel for Middle-Earth expansion to be quite a bit higher next week. Managing to climb one spot from 19 to 18, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 19,880, 31 more than Allies, and a gain of 11%. Jumping from 34 to 17, Tag Team by Grisha Hermann and Quarantine Labrat, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 21,400, 1,500 more than Ark Nova, a gain of 68%. After a 3 week run in the top 10, where it went from number 5 to number 3 to number 5, down 11 to 16, The Druids of Edora by Stefan Felt, published by Alia and Ravensburger, with 21,959, about 560 more than Tag Team, a decline of 33%. That's not a huge decline, percentage-wise, to see such a big position drop. Re-entering at number 15, The Hobbit, There and Back Again, by Rainer Knizia, published by Office Dog, with 22,850, about 900 more than Edora. Re-entering at number 14, SETI, Space Agencies, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 23,748, about 900 more than The Hobbit. Ending an 18-week run in the top 10, down from 8 to 13, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 24,831, about 1,100 more than the SETI expansion, and a slight decline of just 2.5%, but the competition is tough. Entering at number 12, Children of the Colossi, or Colossi, by Jacopo Sarli, published by Cosmodrome Games, with 25,074, about 250 more than Vantage. Climbing 2 from 13 to 11, Ayar, by Fabio Lopiano and Mandela Fernandez-Grandon, published by Osprey Games, with 27,374. 2,300 exactly, more than Children of the Colossi, a gain of 28%. There are 5 new entries in the top 10. We've heard from just 2 of them so far, from 8 to 13, Vantage, from 5 to 16, The Druids of Edora. Also from 9 to 28, The Elder Scrolls Betrayal of the Second Era, after 1 week back in the top 10. After debuting at number 2, down to 57 is Miskatonic Tales. And, alas, after debuting at number 6, out of the top 100 goes Winnie the Pooh, Serious Detective. We do have a new member of the Million Club this week. It is Far Away, which is down in the lower reaches of the top 100. Number 10, Kuldhara by Glenn De Jager, published by Jolly Dutch Productions, with 31,258, 3,900 more than Ayar. This debut, the setting of it is treasure hunters searching in a ghost town, and some of the different kinds of actions involved mentions that as the rounds progress, the position of the sun changes, since you're traveling through, I think, a desert. Traveling routes change in cost over the game, the course of the game. This mark of 31,258 not only is 6,300 more than last week's number 10, and the gap between 10 and 20 is nearly 12,000 views, but it is also the third most views ever for a number 10 game. Number 2 on that list is from January of 2018, when Fallout had merely 175 more, and the all-time record is from just a month earlier, in December of 2017, when the fourth edition of Twilight Imperium had a mere 171 more than what Kuldhara has. So very nearly the most ever for a number 10. Number 9, Deckers by Richard Wilkins, published by Deep Print Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 33,481, 2,200 more than Kuldhara. This is a returning game, charting for the second time after 5 months away. The setting is hacking into a network. It is a cooperative game. Mechanisms include command cards, deck or pool building, and network and route building. Seems appropriate to have network building, right? Number 8, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 33,526, just 45 more than Deckers, a 34% increase, and so it manages to bounce back up 2 positions. Number 7, Feya's Swamp by Helga and Anselm Ostertag, published by Grail Games, with 34,855. 1,300 more than SETI and more than triple what it had last week when it was number 44. It is returning after 8 weeks away and charting for the 5th time. The setting here is playing a clan of swamp dwellers, fishing and trading. The categories include the fact that it is fantasy, there is territory building, there are unique workers, and an advanced mode. Number 6. Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 35,375, 520 more than Feya's Swamp, a decline of 8.2%. It loses 3 positions and ends an 11-week run in the top 5. Number 5, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with 37,338, close to 2,000 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a pretty hefty decline of 36%, and so after running at the top number 1 for the last 3 weeks, it is down 4. Number 4, Orloy by Paloma J. Pascual and Abraham Sanchez Hermida, published by Perro Loco Games, with 37,341, just 3 more than The Old King's Crown, a 39% gain, and it climbs in from number 7 up 3 positions in its second week, back in the top 10. Number 3, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 50,610, 13,000 more than Orloy, a 55% gain, but it's only enough to bridge the gap between where it was last week at number 4 to get closer to the top of the list. It's a 1-position climb. Number 2, Recall by Christian Amundsen Østby, Helga Meissner, Anna Wermland, and Kjetil Svensson, published by Alliance Games, with 51,247, only about 600 more than Speakeasy, well more than triple what it had last week when it was number 31, a 29-position climb. It returns after 5 months away and charts for the third time. The last two times it was on, it was number 4 and then number 1. It is, quote, a deep strategy game from the designers of Revive, focusing on engine building and exploration. Number 1. Covenant by Herman P. Millán, published by Devere Games with 70,475, close to 20,000 more than Recall, a nearly triple also for it what it had last week, although the last 2 weeks Covenant has been number 12 and number 11, so just a 10-position climb for Covenant, despite that massive gain in views. It returns to the top 10 for the third time. The last time was 3 months ago, when it notched back-to-back weeks at number 2. So this is the first week at number 1 for Covenant. It is a worker placement game played over 3 ages, the setting being dwarf clans retaking their home mountain. That mark of 70,475 is only good enough for number 108 on the most views list. I mean, 108 out of, you know, how many weeks have I done this? We're very nearly, just past the 13-year mark. I know I always do this math too late. About 650 episodes. So you've got about 6,500 positions, you know, top 10 positions that have charted. And of those, it's number 108. I mean, that means it's in the top, like, 2%, which is very good. I mean, you don't need me to tell you, right, that 70,000 is a lot. But we've reached the point where even 70,000 views isn't enough to crack the top 100. For Saturday, November 1st, 2025.